being controlled by secret societies. Their evil actions speak louder than words. It's in their very nature to stay hidden while they're destroying God's beautiful world.
Welcome to the Paranormal UFO and Fringe News Roundup and Conspiracy Breakdown Podcast, where we investigate the cosmic truth. Each week we bring you the fringe news distilled with commentary from a biblical worldview. You may have noticed our new intro music. It is courtesy of Humble Horse. Each week we will feature a new song from the band at the end of the podcast. To find out more about the band, follow the link in our show notes. Now to the fringe news.
Translucent triangle diamond UFO spotted near F-35s in Florida, reported on April 6, 2021. I was enjoying a day off when I heard loud aircraft approaching. I looked toward the sound and seen two F-35s ascending in formation at about 5,000 feet. They were in a relaxed climb, nothing aggressive. I decided to record them on my iPhone. As I was trying to center the planes to get a good recording, I noticed in my peripheral vision to my left an UFO coming across my field of view on a downward angle. The UFO sighting looked white or light blue in my vision, moving at an incredible rate of speed. I could not even guess at the speed. The UFO moved across my field of view in about a second, depending on how close it was. Again, I could not estimate speed. Seeing this hazy, almost transparent UFO broke my concentration on getting good video of the jets. To my astonishment, I noticed that my iPhone recorded what I just observed. I work in ophthalmology and assure you that the video I have supplied are not apparitions, reflections, or other camera phenomenon. I saw this UFO sighting with my eyes outside the camera. I was outside and there was no glass or windows between myself and the object. My lens was very clean. I understand my vision and interpretation of objects through the eyes and brain quite well. I understand light and reflection. Working in vision care allows me a unique skepticism. The object I recorded was real and had mass. I cannot explain the way the light moved through the object and around it, but it was definitely there. MUFON Case 114576, Sefner, Florida. The region has had 5,885 reported UFO sightings to date. Miguel, last name withheld, while doing his regular exercises and stargazing in his backyard, reported seeing a boomerang traveling from the northeast, generally over the greater Los Angeles region, to the southwest, generally over the Pacific Ocean towards Santa Catalina Island. According to Miguel's CMS report, the boomerang was over 300 feet in size, had a dark surface, white exterior lights, no emissions and no sound. It maintained a constant speed and elevation, had fuzzy edges, and a mist or shroud about it. There were no colored running lights on the extreme ends of the boomerang. He saw a helicopter in the area after the object flew past. Miguel attached the artist's impression of a boomerang shown below to illustrate what he saw. It was at a distance of more than 1 mile. MUFON Case Number 113,698. Four neighbors were sitting in our street. No street lights. We heard a commercial jet fly high above, which is a typical flight path for San Jose or San Fran airports. The jet was approximately 20,000 feet up. Below the jet and going in a similar direction, from south to north, we saw an UFO that had two white lights. The UFO was not visible, but the lights were. The lights appeared to be on the tips and were not blinking. The lights then moved and traded places. The lights slid from one end to the other. At one point they crossed over each other. It was very smooth and the UFO sighting was going very fast. The lights immediately traded places again, sliding across the UFO and ending at the left and right tips as it flew north. The UFO then abruptly yet smoothly turned northwest and disappeared. This freaked us out as the UFO sighting was silent and moved very quickly and smoothly. Once the steady lights moved and slid from left to right and right to left, trading places, made it even more strange. The UFO sighting suddenly veered right and disappeared into thin air. It was a clear night, no clouds. This is my first report and I was accompanied by two active law enforcement people. MUFON Case 108,157, reported on April 24th, 20, Capitola, California region has had 10,715 reported UFO sightings to date.
All right, let's take a look at our conspiracy breakdown of the week. Dr. Stephen Greer, a medical doctor turned UFO researcher, Greer claims that a great global conspiracy is concealing evidence of extraterrestrial visitation to Earth. So this week we're going to break down his latest movie, Close Encounters of the Fifth Kind. Contact has begun. It's on Amazon Prime. I had a chance last weekend to take a look at the movie, and so let's break it down.
Since 1990, a network of free thinkers and renegades have been bypassing the national security state to make direct contact with advanced extraterrestrial civilizations. Using the Close Encounters of the Fifth Kind protocols, or CE5, developed by Dr. Greer, this has proven to be the most subversive and dangerous information he has released to the public.
Oh my gosh.
These three lights, they keep coming together and then they fucking go apart. Watch this. Look at them. Look at them. Dude, what the hell? There goes one. Now the back of the two lights. Oop, there it goes. Boom.
For thousands of people, contact has begun.
So basically, Close Encounters of the Fifth Kind is designed to add a new twist to the UFO conspiracy. Basically, he is saying that the government are saying that the aliens could mean harm to us. And he's all about having viewers join him in meditation and different conferences he holds to making contact, that they're going to be our benevolent saviors of mankind. You know, it's always funny to me how closely these hucksters claim to match up with the science fiction cinema and TV. You know, the film is packed with claims about Greer's version of the deep state, ginning up fear about what's behind UFOs. You know, the need for millions to meditate and bypass the national security state to reach out to our brothers and sisters beyond the stars. You know, he every political and military figure he's ever been in the same county with, you know, he claims to have briefed them, including every president since Bill Clinton. You know, some of the most poignantly people, you know, have denied ever meeting him. Greer goes on about getting the Vatican and Jesuit Brotherhood involved and talks about how to prepare for a world for accepting we are not alone. Kids, if you can't see through this bull, you need to update your glasses. All right. Well, thank you for being part of the Paranormal UFO and Fringe News Roundup. As promised, here is our first song from Humble Horse. And it's off the CD, The Prophet of Doom. The song is called Occult Agenda, and you can find more about them in our show notes. Hey, if you'd like to keep up with us and follow what we're doing and help support the podcast and keep it free, make sure you hit the link in our show notes. We'd appreciate your support. Thank you.
We're being controlled by secret societies. Their evil actions speak louder than words. It's in their very nature to stay hidden while they're destroying God's beautiful world. Remove any leader who just won't submit to that deadly control and corruption. They'll crush any power who stands against their politics.